Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the podcast where we talk about hobbies, news, entertainment, technology, anything of interest that comes our way. This is show number 10 for October 21st, 2006. Welcome to Off Topic Talk. Due to some time constraints, I'm going to try changing my format a little bit. The shows will probably be a little bit shorter, but that will allow me to make a better attempt at getting them out something close to on a regular basis. In this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about my interest in medical technology. I'd like to recommend a book for everyone to listen to over at patiobooks.com, and I have some interesting pieces of news and information to share. We're going to finish up the show today with a magnificent song from the group Falling You at magnatune.com. All right, let's get started. I'm getting over a rather nasty cold, so my voice is not behaving itself properly. Bear with me if I sound a little bit strained or ragged from time to time. Throat lozenges and lots of water should see us through the show, though. All right, let's get started. I've been reviewing articles that I spend a lot of time reading that I bring here to the show to talk about, and I found a lot of the technical news items I come across seem to be about medical technology, advances in a variety of different areas, and I find these are also the articles that I find myself just reading on my own time. It's only recently that I became aware of the trend and just how fascinating I'm finding these articles. So I began to wonder where my fascination with this comes from, and I started digging around inside my skull. No trepidation was necessary, and I've come up with a few answers. Without unloading too much of my psyche onto you, the general answer is, I want immortality in our lifetime. I want a lifespan longer than 80, 90, even 100 years. Significantly longer, incredibly longer. There are different ways, different types of immortality, different ways to achieve the goal that have been put forward or are being worked on. So I've got a lot of thinking to do, and science has a lot of work to do. This is all pretty much still in the realm of science fiction. However, some of the prospects that are being worked on are beginning to approach science fact. And a lot of our technology today can be looked at from the same way. At one point in time, it was fiction, and now we take it for granted. Immortality. Comparative immortality, for instance, and what I mean by that is a significant extension of the lifespan to a point where the current human lifespan seems minuscule. This could be living for 1,000 years or 10,000 years, long enough that our current lifespan is insignificant in comparison, long enough that slower-than-light space travel to other solar systems is a conceivable possibility. Actual immortality, not dying, the prospect of living without the prospect of death by natural causes, or maybe even death by significant physical trauma and disease. Technology and fiction have a variety of ways to achieve what I'm looking for. Nanotechnology, which fixes things so that things don't break down in the first place. Genetic engineering to change how the body handles age, disease, injury. Even the prospects of consciousness transfer to replacement bodies or even non-standard bodies, uploading your consciousness into machines. These are all things that have been talked about, books have been written about this, movies have been made about this. Again, it's all still in the realm of speculation, but so many aspects of these technologies are actually being considered and worked on by contemporary scientists. And some of the research that's going on is looking very promising. I'm going to be very, very interested to see what happens over the next 10, 20, 40, 50 years. Of more immediate concern to me is the here and now, surviving long enough for life-extending technologies to become available. Another side to this is that I've found in myself is I am afraid of physical loss to the body itself, damage to the body through injury or illness that reduces or removes the senses, mobility, control. I want technology available that can fix these problems so people who suffer these losses can regain some or all of what is taken. And there's a very personal side to this, too. I have a medical condition that, while not life-threatening, it does occasionally require some medical intervention to prevent it from becoming severe. Occasional trips to the hospital have occurred. It also has the potential to someday cause a very significant change in how I live my life. I want medical technology to reach the point where my condition can be cured, whether it's from a magic pill that just fixes the problem, or also possibly having the affected organ just replaced, grow a new one and stick it in there. The first step is to fix the condition. The next step is to be able to fix the parts that begin to fail as age occurs. Along those lines, it would be nice to set up the human body so that those failures do not occur at all. And this begins to take us back to the beginning of this little essay discussion. I want immortality. So now I understand my own interests in medical advances a little bit better. And what about you? If given the opportunity, would you want to live longer, to live forever? Are there any of the concepts I've talked about here that are either appealing or abhorrent to you? Drop me a line and let me know. This is a subject that I am greatly interested in, and I would really like to hear from people on this. So send me some email, leave some comments at the blog. Let me know what's going on. Let's try and turn this into an active discussion.
From my spider hole in Gilbert, Arizona, this is the Truth Seekers Podcast. I'm Danny, your host, moderator of the Truth Seekers message board on Rise.com, and legend in her own mind, inviting you to join me as I continue my search for truth in audio form. Each episode, you will get headlines from different places around the internet world, along with commentary, interviews, and guests, all geared towards widening your perspective and guiding you in your own endless search for truth. Come on over to audioaddict.libsyn.com and join me here in the spider hole. Trust me, there is room for all seekers here, but no room for closed-mindedness.
All right, we're going to move on to a media suggestion. What I'm going to offer today is a patio book called Shadow Magic by the author John Lenihan. I was going to read some introduction of the book, but I found that Mr. Lenihan has a great intro, so I'm just going to play that for you right here.
Something new from patiobooks.com.
Sidewalk Audio and PatioBooks.com presents Shadow Magic, a podcast novel by John Lenihan.
Hello, my name is Connor. A while back, my dad and I got attacked in our living rooms by some lunatics on horseback, and they kidnapped us and took us to Tir na n'Og, the mystical land of the ancient Celts, where I found out that Pop was the usurped heir to the throne, my mother was an outlaw sorceress, and everyone in the land wanted me dead because of some ancient prophecy. I mean, don't you just hate when that happens? I'm really John Lenihan, the author and reader of Shadow Magic, a new pod novel on patiobooks.com. Shadow Magic is a rip-roaring, old-school fantasy adventure very, very loosely based on Irish mythology. So have a listen to Shadow Magic and join Connor as he grapples with typical teenage problems like how to deal with a father's high expectations, how to crash a party full of immortals, and how to get a date with a beautiful girl who literally wants you dead. Shadow Magic is a podcast novel for young adults from 12 to 112. Find it on patiobooks.com or my website, shadowmagic.com. .co.uk, where the bad guys wear black and the good guys wear nice. And yes, I am the same John Lenihan who was the voice of the talking toaster on Red Dwarf.
Get this book and more free titles from patiobooks.com.
I have really enjoyed this story so far. At the time of this show, there are 15 out of 18 chapters available. If you are a lucky enough listener who is finding this podcast sometime after October of 2006, you can probably go and download the entire story all at once and not go through the torture of waiting for each new chapter to be released. So go ahead and start downloading them now, then come back and listen to the rest of this. There are no spoilers in here. This is just a recommendation. So don't worry about hearing something you don't want to hear. Mr. Lenihan's presentation is alive and fun to listen to. He does an excellent job of bringing his characters and the world he's created to life. The story is lively, engaging, and I have to say I go out of my way to listen to each new chapter as my aggregator collects them before I listen to other shows on the MP3 player. If you have heard the patio book Brave Men Run by Matthew Wayne Selznick, you will also enjoy Shadow Magic. If you haven't heard Brave Men Run, go get that one as well. I'll have links to both of these in the show notes, of course. Shadow Magic is a wonderful flight of fancy that any fan of fantasy is going to enjoy. I have another set of five interesting things that I want to share this week. First on the list, we have the invisible raincoat. I first started hearing about this technology 10-12 years ago. We have a ways to go before we get to cloaking devices or cloaks of invisibility, but we are on the way here. The link in the show notes has a little bit of a video of a fellow wearing a coat that makes him appear somewhat transparent. This is a fascinating little bit of technology which has a variety of applications. I'm sure everyone's imagination is running wild. Next item is about what I think might be the largest puppet in the world. It looks to be about 20 feet tall and has a small army of handlers and a crane to help hold it up. It is a bit spooky looking, and it's weird to see something this huge and the show that it's being centered around running through the middle of a town. Take a look at the video and tell me what you think. I think the story it's trying to tell, it could be fascinating if we could find some more information on it. I haven't seen anything else other than this video clip. Next on our list, I'm a big fan of Kung Fu films, and I never thought anyone would come up with something like this. Check out the link for the Kung Fu Clowns. I think you will find it entertaining and amusing. Next item I have is about strange and unusual conflicts in the United States. Most of you probably have not heard about the Aroostook War, sometimes known as the Pork and Beans War or the Lumberjack War. This was a conflict between the state of Maine and the then colony of New Brunswick in contemporary Canada in late 1838 and early 1839. The 1783 Treaty of Paris, which formally ended the Revolutionary War, did not do a good job of defining the border between these two areas. As a result, there was a contested area with natural resources that both sides wanted access to. Troops were raised and military forces moved into the area. Fortunately, this was apparently enough for everyone involved, because without a shot being fired by either side, government officials from both sides agreed to settle the matter diplomatically. Again, links in the show notes. A second unusual conflict. Normally, you find the biggest struggle between the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio is a college football game. At one point in our past, though, we went to war over the city of Toledo, and it wasn't for the Tony Paco's restaurant. In 1835, there was a dispute between the state of Ohio and the territory of Michigan over a strip of land on their mutual border. Ohio blocked Michigan's bid for statehood over this strip of land, and both sides sent militia to the contested area. Again, no shots were ever fired, and no one was killed during the conflict. In the end, Michigan gave up its claim, and Toledo, in return for the western side of the Upper Peninsula, and statehood. Read some more in the show notes about what each side gained and lost. And finally, bringing us back full circle, I've got an article dealing with the latest growing group of people in need of prosthetics, soldiers returning from the Middle East. Improvements in prosthetic technology that I've talked about before are becoming more important because we have a group of young, active people looking for better performance than what the currently available technology provides. Check out the article. It's one of the longer reads, but it's definitely worth your time. All right, we're back from a brief unplanned break. In case I'm not able to completely scrub it out of the background, most of you can probably tell I live near a railroad crossing. Okay, I'm going to close up the show today with a piece of music called Destiny Trip. This is from the album Human by the group Falling You at Magnatune.com. If you're not going to stick around to the end of the music, please remember to leave me some feedback, either written or recorded, through one of the web tools at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com, or through email at offtopictalk.gmail.com. And now, Destiny Trip. Today's transitional music was Ministry of Clodagh by AMB26, Less Than 7 by 37, and 2012 by Beethoven, all available at music.podshow.com. Off Topic Talk is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com. Off Topic Talk is produced under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 2.5 license. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a safe journey.